Good morning. This is Mort Nussbaum speaking for the Ridge Lumber Company here in Rochester with the transcribed heartbeats and sports headlines for this morning. To look at them, you'll find them a mild, soft-spoken little old man of 60 with no glamour about him. Just an average, everyday guy in the Legion of the Obscure. The chances are that even if you met up with him face to face, you wouldn't recognize him. And even if you were told that his name was and still is Johnny Hayes, it may mean nothing to you unless, of course, you're one of those sentimental old-timers haunted by the sport memories of yesteryear. But always when a year is about to slip off the calendar, the story of Johnny Hayes rattles through the corridors of memory. For it was just 42 years ago, when Johnny Hayes was just a kid barely past 17, that he became the most famous and the most talked-about personality in the sports world, even though at the time he was just a ribbon clerk in a New York department store. For when young Johnny Hayes wasn't ribbon clerking in a department store, he ran. He could run long, weary distances. He was a marathon runner. In fact, he was such a promising long-distance runner that in 1908, when the American Olympic team went to London, England for the Olympic Games, Johnny Hayes was taken along for the ride. He was the youngest member of the United States Olympic team. On July 26th of 1908, 75 of the world's greatest long-distance runners, in the presence of King Edward VII of Great Britain and Queen Alexandria, took off from the royal lawn of Windsor Castle for an Olympic marathon race that was to end in the Shepherd's Bush Stadium, 26 miles and 385 yards away, where a crowd of 70,000 awaited the winner. The odds-on favorite to win that Olympic marathon was Pietro Durando of Italy, the greatest and the most famous marathon runner in the world. Oh, yes. 17-year-old Johnny Hayes was running in that race, too. He was running for the experience. That marathon race created the most dramatic episode in Olympic history. The finish of that race almost caused an international incident between England and the United States. For yards away from the finish line, seemingly a sure winner of the race, Durando the Great collapsed. Whereupon, a few muddled British officials rushed forward, picked up the fallen Durando, and carried him across the finish line. A moment later, 17-year-old Johnny Hayes, sporting a star-spangled shield on his chest, crossed the finish line under his own steam and without anyone's help. A great cry arose as to the actual winner of that Olympic marathon. Fights broke out all over the stadium. The American team threatened to quit the Olympic Games and shame England before the world at the injustice of the decision. And finally, 3 hours after the finish of that race, the winner was officially announced. It was Johnny Hayes. Overnight, shy, modest Johnny Hayes, a 17-year-old ribbon clerk, became the most famous and most talked-about sports hero in the world. When Johnny Hayes returned to America, a wild crowd of more than a million people lined the streets to welcome home the Olympic marathon champion. There were frantic demands for his appearance all over the country, for that shy, modest 17-year-old ribbon clerk had become something of a national hero. So Johnny Hayes became a professional and traveled around exhibiting himself in special foot races. And for years thereafter, so great was his fame that three presidents of the United States, Teddy Roosevelt, William Howard Taft, and Woodrow Wilson, invited him to the White House to talk about his Olympic glory. There's a strange twist to the story of Johnny Hayes' Olympic victory over Durando the Great. For so insistent was the public demand for another race between Johnny Hayes and Durando of Italy that Durando invaded the United States for a series of international races against Johnny Hayes. People rioted outside humanity-packed arenas, fighting to get in to see the races. For weeks, the country whirled with talk of Johnny Hayes and Durando, and Durando's visit so impressed itself on a young nobody that he wrote a song about Durando the Runner. It was a success. And it started that nobody off on a fabulous career to become the most famous songwriter in the world, Irving Berlin. Now a word from our sponsor, the Ridge Lumber Company.
Yes, sirree. I'm Lanky Planky, folks. And my advice is to make those home repairs now. The longer you wait, the more there'll be to do. Now's the time to see us, because we're here to help you. Come on out. Let's talk over your needs together. I'll be seeing you.
The home of Lanky Planky in Rochester is the Ridge Lumber Company. Take Lanky's advice and be sure of a warm home this winter by installing storm sash now. Ridge Lumber is featuring the lowest prices in town on storm sash. Just listen to this. finest wood storm sash made of heavy, clear, dry white pine for as little as $2.99 each. Shop around and compare price and value. You'll agree Ridge Lumber Company's storm sash are top value for lowest cost. Remember, storm sash prices start as low as $2.99 each. Ridge Lumber Company is on Hollenbeck Street between Norton and Ridge. The store is open 7:30 a.m. till 5:30 p.m. except Sunday. Monday and Friday nights open till 9. Free delivery within 15 miles of Rochester. This is WHAM in Rochester, New York.